Although the June primary is still a couple of weeks away, Jonathan Greenberg is already focused on the November ballot, which he wants to contain a measure that would increase the sales tax in Sonoma County to fund libraries. He'll make a case for that to county supervisors this week.
I'm going to be speaking about the poll that the Library Commission did to find that 70% of likely voters will vote for a 1/8% sales tax increase countywide to restore library funding and expand hours, open libraries on evenings and even Sundays probably, and possibly build a new library in Roseland.
This is something that the Library Commission has already studied at some length, explains David Dodd, who is winding down his stint as interim co-director of the library system. They began, he says, with an assessment of the cost of just reopening on Mondays.
That's somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.6 million added to the library budget per year. If we wanted to really be an excellent library and have great collections and be open more and serve our underserved communities, then we could look at a lot greater need.
When the commission decided to do its polling, they asked prospective voters about both the small sales tax increase and a $49 per year parcel tax. The response showed a clear preference.
The parcel tax polled okay, but in California you need 66%. We didn't get to that level. But for the sales tax, we got a 71% approval rate. So we're pretty sure that given explanation to the voter base, we would be able to pass an 1/8 penny sales tax. And that would bring in approximately $8 million a year, which would effectively add 50% to our budget.
County supervisors are already weighing a possible sales tax measure to fund road repairs across the county. It's been suggested that both causes could be combined in a single proposition. But Board Chair David Rabbit is hesitant.
A lot of it is about the appetite of the voters. I've seen some polling that shows roads poll pretty high. I'm not sure where the library system fits within that equation. It does fall down significantly, and so it makes it a little harder.
It should come as no surprise that incoming new library director Brett Lear is cautiously supportive.
If it's something that the citizens are willing to support, then absolutely, I think we should move forward with it.
Jonathan Greenberg, who has put up the website RestoreLibraryHours.com with a move-on petition to collect citizen support, points out that library funding in Sonoma County is currently lagging well behind our neighboring counties.
We dramatically underfund our libraries, 50% less than Napa County, $32 per capita versus $95 in Marin County. You get what you pay for in life, and the people of this county want to pay for a library system that is at least as good as and as open as the library system that existed up until a funding shortfall.
It has now been 3 years since the budget cuts that prompted the Monday closures. Greenberg worries that without immediate moves to rebuild funding for the libraries, the current bad situation will only get worse.
There is no plan B. Either it gets on the ballot for November, which a decision must be made by July, or our libraries will continue to deteriorate, and it will get worse next year. Library hours will be cut further. This is not hysteria. This is not rabble-rousing. They have no choice but to cut hours further.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.